Hi, I'm Charlie, and this is Stereo Hysteria. This week, our topic is songs about being alive, a subject that's been on many people's minds over the past several weeks, as we have a seemingly endless amount of time to mull over the sad fact that the COVID-19 pandemic continues to claim so many irreplaceable lives, including far too many brilliant musicians. But while it may be difficult right now to listen to the songs of, say, John Prine or Adam Schlesinger without being reminded of their current absence, recorded music is far more than a memento mori. It's more like a time capsule that can instantly transport you back to when the song was brand new, no matter if those musicians are still alive in the present or not. We'll begin with Peter Buck and a track from his 2012 self-titled solo album, a cover of a Tommy James and the Shondells song featuring his former REM bandmates Mike Mills on bass, Scott McCoy on organ, and the late great Bill Rieflin on drums, called I'm Alive. We'll be right back.
Being alive, I see you in everything. My vocabulary's limited, but I wanna tell it all to you. If I could, would you want me to? Being alive, if I become a piece of dirt, for a dollar can I enter your brain? Being alive matters quite a bit. Even when you feel like shit.
Tops, a band from Montreal, with I Feel Alive, the title track from their fourth album released earlier this month, before which we heard Frankie Kosmos with Being Alive from her third studio album, 2018's Vessel, and Cliff Hillis with Coming Out Alive from his debut album released in 2000 called Be Seeing You. We'll continue with Valley Lodge, a New York City-based power pop band fronted by comedian Dave Hill, with a track from their fourth album, 2018's Fog Machine, called Keeping This World Alive.
What the hi, it's John F. of They Might Be Giants, and you're listening to Charlie and Stereo Hysteria. It's a podcast, everybody. Stereo Hysteria with Charlie, and here is a brand new song from They Might Be Giants. It's us, this week's Dial-A-Song.
Thank you.
Jones with I'm Alive, a single released in advance of her new album, Pick Me Up Off the Floor, due to be released next month, a song that was co-written by Jeff Tweedy, and which features Jeff on guitar and bass, as well as his son Spencer Tweedy on drums, before which we heard They Might Be Giants, with Good to Be Alive, a song from their 17th album, 2015's Glean. We'll continue with Gentleman Jesse and His Men, and the lead-off track from their 2012 album, Leaving Atlanta, called Eat Me Alive. Mm-hmm.
take, but sometimes people take that chance for you. Like a rope that starts to unwind. Dark clouds seem to hang in the sky. If you look real hard, you can see the sun. Sometimes I think I'd rather go blind, but I ain't going this time, 'cause this city's trying to eat me alive. But it's as good a place as any to try to survive. So if you keep your head down, you push on through, you just might make it to the other side.
Be the only love.
The Long Blondes, an indie rock band from Sheffield, with Only Lovers Left Alive, a highlight from their debut album, 2006's Someone to Drive You Home, and Vincent and the Villains, with I'm Alive, released as a single in 2006. We'll carry on with Drugstore, a British dream pop group, with their debut single from 1993, simply titled Alive.
I feel the time is coming. I walk into the night.
Heaven, open the gates, eternity waits.
The late, great Tommy Keane with a song called Alive from a 1992 EP on Matador Records called Sleeping on a Roller Coaster. And we also heard our April Artists of the Month, The Dentists, with Leave Me Alive from the 1993 collection Powdered Lobster Fiasco. Next up is our November 2015 Artist of the Month, Michael Carpenter, with a song from the fourth volume of his series of cover albums called Soup, Songs of Other People. Originally recorded by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers for their Long After Dark album, but not released for many years, called Keeping Me Alive.
They said love was a thing of the past, that these days nothing ever lasts. This whole world is moving too fast. Well, sometimes we ride around, she plays the radio. If I was sad, well, I'm happy now. And it feels so good to know I got you where you belong. Here in my heart,
been tracing the patterns of falling rain, leaving portraits of you on my window pane. And I still can't believe that you left us all behind. Out of sight, not out of mind. In my heart, you're still alive. I've been waking and dreaming in present tense. I've been trying not to fall in the hole you left. And I still feel you near me, somewhere off to the side. From the corner of my eye, in my mind you're still alive. I've been deja vuing, remote viewing you. Bathed in a ray of light since that last night we were two. On that list you made, there were so many wishing you could have stayed just a little bit longer. But now we try to survive while our hearts are still alive. In my heart, you're still alive. Still alive.
Take you so high, true love, the top of the
our June 2014 Artist of the Month, Robbie Fulks, with Lonely Ain't Hardly Alive, a song released on Too Late to Pray, Defiant Chicago Roots, a double album released last year to celebrate Bloodshot Records' 25th anniversary, which is highly recommended, and not just because my own band, The Dyes, appears on the album as well. We also heard Bill Lloyd with a song called Still Alive from 2017's It's Happening Now, and Joe Jackson with another song called Still Alive from 2003's Volume 4. And that's just about all the time we have for this week's episode. Be sure to tune in again next week when we'll be hearing a set of songs about Shining. But before we go, here's Jonathan Colton with a song originally written for the closing credits of the video game Portal and re-recorded for his 2011 album Artificial Heart, produced by John Flansburgh of They Might Be Giants and featuring guest vocals by Sarah Quinn of Tegan and Sarah, also called Still Alive. This is Charlie, signing off.
This was a triumph. I'm making a note here, huge success. It's hard to overstate my satisfaction. Aperture science. We do what we must because we can. For the good of all of us, except the ones who are dead. But there's no sense crying over every mistake. You just keep on trying till you run out of cake. And the science gets done, and you make a neat gun for the people who are still alive. Maybe Black Mesa.